heard 14 years later, you know, we didn't get any news about that at all. And by that, my older sister, her husband had died, and she said, "I am all by myself. I will stay here. What can they do to me? At least I will be here if, in case my our parents come back, then I will be there, you see." And she stayed behind, so. But she had dug up all the treasures, whatever we had, and some money or some silver or gold or whatever it was buried somewhere. And she had dug that up and had gone to Russia, and with bribing she got mother back. So the last years mother came back, and well, when they had left for Siberia, Mom had become very sick. You see, they were not together. They were separated right away. The men were on one train and women were on another train. And she had been very, very sick. And whatever doctors there were, they had given up on her that she's going to die, so off the train. And there had been a Russian woman on a farmer. And she said, "I look after her," and she had looked after my mom, and with home remedies had brought her back to health, and mom had worked on that farm looking after her children. And when mom was 82 years old, I have pictures of that, where she came from Siberia to visit mom on her birthday to Latvia. So you see, there are good people everywhere.